Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, gosh, I hate to say that I'm becoming really negative and cynical about Google, but look, they've settled with the FTC for collecting kids' data. $176 million. Sean Tuma is a cybersecurity expert and attorney. Sean, walk me through what has happened here.
Well, what's happened here, John, is the FTC brought an enforcement action against Google because Google is the parent of YouTube, because YouTube has been collecting information on children that it knows are watching these videos that are posted on YouTube, and then using that information to then target children with more videos and with advertising and things like that. And it's been touting that to, you know, as a marketing ploy for years. And it's in violation of what's called the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, COPPA. And so that's what the genesis of all this is.
Well, what kind of data are they actually getting? Is this a rule that would make sense to the average person?
Yes, it would. You know, when we go, when you or I go to a website or something of that nature, they'll have a privacy policy that says, you know, we're collecting information about you. It may be your IP address. It may be, you know, the computer, the device you're using to watch it on. If you're signed into an account, your name, things like that. But what COPPA does is it prohibits the collection of information on children under 13 without having their parents consent to it, because a child can't consent to it.
Very interesting. All right. So any parent who is protective of their child's privacy would be concerned about this. So what changes going forward now that this is this settlement's taken place? I'm assuming Google and YouTube have had to straighten up.
Yes. What, you know, and the problem is, you know, YouTube is saying, oh, well, you know, we don't control what people watch. We just have a platform and people, you know, have channels with these videos on it. And the FTC said, you know, nonsense. You know that when someone puts up a channel specifically directed at children with children's content, that you're going to have children watching it. That's why it's there.
Right.
So what they're required to do now is they're required to number one, notify channel owners of this problem, and then design a system so that whenever you do have channels directed at children and you know children are watching this content, you're collecting, you're getting the consent from the parents. And one thing that YouTube has done is they've created their own, you know, family or children's oriented channel now that they say is going to solve part of this, but it's not going to solve the problem. So they're still going to have to go through this process with YouTube as well.
$176 million is a lot to me. It sounds like a lot of money. Is that a lot of money to Google? I'm guessing they take note of it, and they don't like this. They don't like the fact that we're talking about it on morning radio today.
Right. You know, it's the largest fine ever handed down under the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act. So on the one hand, it's, you know, we've got the biggest fine ever for that. On the other hand, it's Google.
Right.
You know, what's $170 million to Google? And that's all. That's the basis for a lot of the criticism of this FTC ruling here or agreement is saying, come on, folks, $170 million is nothing to Google. It's not even in comparison to the money they've made off of the advertising. You got to take the profit out of it if you're going to keep them from doing this.
Well, so, it puts a marker down, and if they do it again, then you can hammer them harder. Real quick, what would you say to parents who hear this story and want to protect their kids' information and be skeptical of whether the companies are going to abide by the rules?
Companies are in the business of making money, and they make money by collecting data in any means they can do it. Don't trust the companies. Don't let the iPad or phone or computer be your kid's babysitter. You've got to monitor this and control what they're doing and stay involved and interested, because the internet's a very, very dangerous place, and this is only the very entry point for where all of this leads to.
Yeah. It seems hard to do. I don't have kids, but I can imagine how exhausting it would be to try to police all the pipelines of electronic information that are coming into your home to make sure your kids aren't either exposed to something you don't want them to see or taken advantage of in some way. I mean, that's just a real problem.
It is hard. It's very hard. But we wouldn't turn our children loose walking through, you know, the most dangerous part of town unattended, because it's difficult to watch them either.
And can't do
it.
And
we have to realize how dangerous of a place the internet is for everyone, especially children.
Sean Tuma, our cybersecurity expert, and who has the benefit of being an attorney, too, so we can look at it from a legal aspect. Always appreciate it when you can be with us. Thanks.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, John.